Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 10th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, you're not going to believe me when I say this, went up 329 points, about 3% today, closed at 11,432. The word of the day is durable. The leaders of both France and Europe use the French and German translations of that word when describing their intention to bring financial stability to the Eurozone. This durable plan includes a promise to recapitalize shaky banks, with specifics to be nailed down in early November. S&P 500 up 39 points, 3.4%. NASDAQ Composite Index up 86 points, 3.5%. The 10-year bond yield went up to 2.06%. But there was new evidence today why the mood of so many Americans doesn't match today's stock market. Using monthly Census Bureau data, researchers looked at the 2 years extending from the moment the recession in the U.S. officially ended. You knew it ended, technically, in June 2009, right? So during the 2 years of minor economic growth that followed, listen to what happened to typical household income. It fell 6.7%, even as the gross domestic product was supposedly getting better.
I think that GDP is certainly one indicator, but ultimately it also matters how that income translates into jobs and the take-home pay of regular everyday households.
The story was first reported in today's New York Times, but it has a lot of economists talking, including Adam Looney at Brookings. He says the data is part of a very long-term trend, especially for the median or typical working guy.
If you look at how the median man is doing today relative to how he was doing in 1969 or 1970, you'd see that after adjusting for inflation, that his annual earnings is down 28%. And that's both because wages for those who work have been stagnant, but also because a surprisingly large share of men no longer work at all.
One detail that emerged from the data in the piece that I saw was that it's taking unemployed people longer to find new work. And then quite strikingly, when many of them do get a job, it doesn't pay as much as the old one did.
That is a striking finding. Economists refer to people who lose long-term jobs as displaced workers. And what you see is that when a worker loses a job at a plant, for example, where they had worked for 10 years, and that plant closes, and often it's not just that that particular job is eliminated, but it's also that the skills required in that industry are no longer valued very much. And so what you see is that when those workers go out and find new jobs, they experience very low levels of compensation on that new job. So you'd see that even 10 years out after being displaced from a long-term job, they might be earning 20% less than they did.
Adam Looney at the Hamilton Project at Brookings, which tracks labor economics and inequality, among other things. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. In a sign the Occupy Wall Street protests may be gaining more traction, Ben & Jerry's is joining the fray. The ice cream company has lent its groovy credentials to the protests by posting messages of support on its website. The site features cows holding signs with Occupy on them, saying that they stand with the other 99%. One line reads, "The inequality that exists between classes in our country is simply immoral," unquote. Ben & Jerry's is a subsidiary of the huge Unilever Corporation. Unilever stock in New York traded up 1.2% today. You can read all about it, The Pulse, by going to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.